You're listening to Voices of Your Village, episode number one. Guys, I'm so excited to kick this off with you. In this episode, I'm going to talk through what you can expect from this podcast. We will go through all the different ways that we'll be building your village and your toolbox for parenting, because let's get real, raising these tiny humans is no joke. They don't follow our timeline. They have these tiny human brains that don't always know how to communicate with us in the way that we want them to. And they can be so hard to understand when these tiny humans have their big emotions. I'm here to help build your village and provide answers to those deep parenting questions. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, sleep consultant, child development specialist, and passionate feminist, Alyssa Blass Campbell. Hey everyone, welcome to Voices of Your Village. I'm your host, Alyssa Blass Campbell. As a child development specialist, sleep consultant, teacher, director, nanny, aunt, and friend, I've worked with hundreds of families over the years. After years of being on the ground and in the trenches with you, I realized two things. One, it really and truly takes a village to raise these tiny humans. And two, that phrase is overused and underserved. We know that 80% of a child's brain is formed in the first 3 years of life, and 90% by the time that child is five. So it's crucial that we're providing a solid foundation in those early years for long-term success. I know, those stats are wild. They blow my mind every time. But here's the thing. We often put all of this pressure on parents to do that, to be responsible for that. And that's so crazy to me. That's why I started Seed and Sow. It's a parenting support organization designed to combine experience from parents who have been in the trenches, who have lived that journey, with expertise from experts in the field to cultivate the modern village. There's been so much research about early brain development in the last 20 years. We have learned what is essential in creating a foundation for children to thrive long term. In the same way that we are not using the same car seats that our parents put us in, because let's get real, we learned that that's not safe at all. We learned better. We now have new information to take into parenting. We've learned so much more about these tiny human brains and what they're capable of early on, as well as how that affects the rest of their life. And now we get to apply all that information. But let's get real. You're not sitting around saying, oh my gosh, I'm so bored. I really want to go read all this research about brain development. I hear you. You barely have time to shower. You're really just trying to find a moment of peace alone to pee or have a hot cup of coffee here and there. So that's what I'm here for. I created Seed so that experts who have been doing this research and have been reading this research could share it with you, the parents who are in this day in and day out doing this work that is so incredibly hard. And on this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing different voices of the modern parenting village.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.
All the content is going to come from you. I am taking questions that you are asking me and either talking through them with parents on air and really just diving into some honest conversation and the nitty-gritty of parenting and really putting things into play. I will also do some solo shows for content that is an area of expertise for me, especially if it's something that a lot of people are asking about. And then if I am getting questions about things that aren't my area of expertise, then I'll tap into my village of professionals and get those answers for you. I'll be talking to occupational therapists and physical therapists and speech language pathologists, pediatricians, you name it, we'll talk about it. So what does that mean for you now? The topics know no boundaries. There are no rules here. We will dive into anything under the sun. This is a place to really air whatever is on your mind, to really talk about those things that are affecting you every day. Completely judgment-free. There's no question that's silly. Honestly, if you have that question, somebody else probably does too. We will dive into questions about pregnancy, about birth, newborns, life with a toddler or a preschooler, even transitioning into kindergarten or the early years in elementary school. Any topics that come up within that, let's do it. I'm bringing in so many different voices to have honest, real, raw conversations about raising the next generation. This isn't scripted. We aren't giving you just a specific message. I'm literally going to be sitting here having these conversations on air that I have all the time with parents. I want this to really be a resource for you to turn to when you're in the trenches and you don't know where else to turn and you have these big questions about, how do I do this? I'm stuck in this rut, or my child isn't sleeping and I have nowhere to go from here. I'm exhausted. Or I'm working on potty training and this is not going anywhere fast. I need some help. This is where we can go. This is where you get to turn. You can follow along here with a new episode every Thursday. You can head over to Instagram and join our tribe at seed.and.sow, S-E-W. And you can hop onto our Facebook group designed just for this podcast called Voices of Your Village. And we're going to build this modern village where you can throw your parenting questions into there judgment-free, and there will be experts, and I will pop in there to answer your questions, and people who have been in the trenches can support you along the way. I will repeat again, this is a judgment-free zone. So there's no question that's too ridiculous. And as you go to support each other on this journey, it's so important that we do so with love, compassion, and empathy. We're all going to have different approaches here, and there's no right way to raise these tiny humans. If so, there would be a manual. This would be a whole different ballgame. Every kid is different. Every scenario is different. Every parent's different. And what we want to do is take what we know about child development and what we know about these brains and figure out who your kid is and what works best for them, for you, for your family system. So there will be things along the way that you might say, cool, that's not for me. That's awesome. That's so fine. Not everything. It's not a one size fits all. We can still support each other, whether we're in complete alignment with every decision or not. So if you're interested in hanging out with me on the podcast, shoot me an email at alyssa.seedandsow, S-E-W, at gmail.com. Until next week, Village member, remember, it doesn't have to be this hard if we all join together on this wild ride to lift one another up and tap into our Seed and Sow Village with love and compassion. Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.seedandsow.org/podcast. If you love the show, take 2 minutes to leave a review and spread the love. Thanks for joining our village.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.